It is Monday, January 8th, 2018. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
It does feel good to be back in the saddle, so to speak, doesn't it?
Agreed. I think everyone always needs a break. If you can, if life affords you one, you should take it. But I do enjoy what I do.
I like routine, and I like being here writing about cool stuff and talking to you all about cool stuff. I should have started this with, hi, my name's Becca, and I have a problem.
Hi, Becca. What's your problem?
I like stuff. I like to collect stuff.
That can become a problem.
This whole minimalizing thing that our generation's doing, oh, heck no. Get out of my sight. There's something wrong with y'all. I want to leave a big pile of stuff that my sisters have to deal with. So coming up Saturday is this thing the Shiloh Museum does once a year.
Yes.
They call it their Cabin Fever Reliever. It's their Christmas open house. Mm-hmm. But they moved it to January several years ago. Because people need to get out. We're all in the doldrums of January.
Well, because so many things happen from the last week of November to the first day of January. So many things happen that it's nice to have something away from that.
Thus the Cabin Fever Reliever name. It's also their Collector's Day, where they invite friends of the museum to come and show their collections.
And I remember last year you told me that someone was there who had a collection of Do Not Disturb signs.
Yes.
Allison, this year,
they have collections of buttons.
Sure.
Plushies.
What's these?
Stuffed animals.
Oh, okay. Is that what they're called in the trade?
I guess so.
Okay.
Toy horses.
Mm-hmm.
Safety razors. Dolls.
Wait, we're going to back up for a second. Safety razors?
So they tell me.
There are different kinds?
So they tell me.
All right. That's cool.
Bird figurines.
Mm-hmm.
Die-cast cars.
Oh, yeah.
Hats. Paperweights. Toy trucks. Victorian knife rests. Those little china things you put your knife on by your bread plate. Who knew?
I was going to say, these are fancier people than me.
Magnets. Ann and Andy.
Magnets like you put on your refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hummel figurines.
Mm-hmm.
Circus wagon models.
Okay, that's cool.
Pueblo art.
Neat.
And the gentleman that I talked to who collects Asian teakwood carvings and temple rubbings and Japanese dishes and Korean metal chopsticks. His name's Bob Kabanek. He's from Springdale. And here's the twist of his story. He was in the Peace Corps. Mm-hmm. He joined the Peace Corps in 1965 and was overseas off and on through his whole life, ending his career with the Department of Defense. So he collected these things in Thailand and Japan and Korea and Germany, off to the side. Because he didn't collect them to be collecting, because, well, he's male. Sorry, I don't think as many men just collect.
Oh,
I
would disagree.
Okay.
It might be slightly different things or something, but no, I think.
Well, he collected because it made him think of the people he met and his times there. But his most treasured memento he got instead of the tribal chief's daughter.
Mm.
He was in a village of the Hmong people in Thailand. And the village headman discovered it was his last visit and asked him if he'd like to marry his daughter.
Oh, my.
And Bob said, He turned to somebody else there who spoke English, which the Hmong chief didn't speak, and said, what do I tell him? And the friend said, you'll think of something. So he thought fast, and he told the tribal chief that he didn't think his daughter would be happy in the United States, in our culture. It was so very different.
Sure.
He was honored, but he didn't think it would be a good thing for her. Well, that made the chief happy, so he gave him a gift.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him an opium pipe because their big crop and moneymaker at the time was opium poppies.
Okay.
So that's one of his prized possessions.
I don't blame him.
He went on to teach agriculture as overseas and ended up in Springdale to teach electronics at Northwest Technical Institute. And now he's going to show off his collection, along with all these other people who collect weird and wonderful things. It's from 10 to 2 on Saturday at the Shiloh Museum. It's free. It'll be a ton of fun. All sorts of book clubs this week. Every library in Northwest Arkansas has a book club for all ages going on this week. On Tuesday, Books and Brews on Mission Boulevard in Fayetteville, an offering of the Fayetteville Public Library. This happens on I think it's the second Tuesday of every month.
I think you're right, yeah.
On Wednesday, Tri-FPL is Custom Stationery Designs at 6 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library. And there's a sci-fi book club and adult coloring and all sorts of things. And then on Thursday, Crimes and Clues Book Club at the Fayetteville Public Library and Knitting and Crocheting at the Bella Vista Public Library. It's that time of year where you can go learn something, do something. And we have a whole list of classes and camps and workshops and stuff in yesterday's What's Up.
You don't have to stay in the house.
No.
All right. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.